Yeah, I was over in America this summer, 2011, and I went to a boot camp regarding screencasting. And one of the interesting things that they're talking about stateside is what they're calling the flipped classroom. Now, I had actually heard of this term before, but the idea of the flipped classroom really is to kind of change the way classes are organized. The argument being that now, with screencasting and with video and being able to add video content and interviews and record our lectures and do screencasts where we explain different aspects of perhaps the input of a course, we really don't need to be doing the kind of formal lecture and input sessions. Now, in most language classes, we don't really do that anyway. We try to sort of break up language into small chunks and get students to practice and work with it, and then expose them to as much language as possible. But a lot of the time in university situations, that certainly isn't the case. A lot of the time in universities, we're doing kind of quite formal lectures where we're providing input to the students. Perhaps we're doing a lecture and some of us are getting the students in to discuss it and work in groups and pairs. But a lot of students still, or teachers still, do quite formal lectures. And the idea is really that that's wasted time, and that in a way we could completely change that relationship between and make all that content completely online, so that in fact the students never have to come in for any formal lectures, or they can simply access all that content from home. So that the classroom's flipped, because now what used to be done in lecture time can be done at home. And what can be done in a home, or what was done at home, which is, for example, working on the assessments, working on the coursework, preparing for exams, discussing topics, those types of activities can now be brought more into the class. Now, there are some interesting things to this as well, because as one of the speakers said at this particular conference, when the students most need us, which is when they're doing their homework and their coursework, we are not actually around. And so if we change the classroom around, if we flip the classroom, then perhaps we can have more time with the students. I think this is particularly relevant to teacher training and to lecture type scenarios, so higher educational institutions. As I said, I think in language teaching context it's not so useful, though elements of it are applicable. For example, we could be using screencasts to have a series of video grammar lessons. And so if the students are having a particular problem with the grammar area, or perhaps with vocabulary, instead of us spending time in the classroom going over that point, we could direct them towards the grammar lessons that we've got online for them. And in that way, hopefully cut down slightly the amount of time that we spend on aspects like that. My feeling is I'm not convinced about that. I'm just putting that forward as an argument. But I certainly think that the flipped classroom is quite interesting. And it contrasts with my idea, which is what I call the connected classroom. Now, I've been speaking about the connected classroom quite a lot, and my idea is really about extending what we're doing in the class in a language teaching context. So, for example, let's say we're trying to teach our students to describe a picture. So we might do the work in the classroom where, let's say, I start the lesson by describing a picture, get the students to take some notes. Perhaps they then share their notes in pairs, and then some of them feedback to me and tell me what my picture's about. Then I show them the picture, and then I say to the students, right, okay, let's go through how I actually describe that picture. And I might break up the structure and say, well, we began by an overall general description of the picture. Then I began to talk about more detail in the picture, and then I began to personalize it and say why I felt the picture was important, perhaps link it to some event in my past life, etc. And then perhaps get the students to do a similar activity in the class where they're describing pictures to each other. Perhaps one student describes a picture and the other one draws it. And then finally, the students go home, and then using a tool like, for example, even Audioboo, the students do a recording where they're describing a picture and then send that recording to their teacher. So I call this the connected classroom, and it's quite interesting the contrast between the two. There are some similarities in a way. It really is looking at the way that we can maximize the use of technology and change the way that technology changes the dynamics of our lessons and of our teaching. But there is some interesting contrast there between the connected classroom, which I've been talking about, and the flipped classroom, which they tend to be speaking about a lot in America at the moment.